News Talk 1620 WTAW, a new celebration for the whole family is coming to Bryan College Station. Old Time Wonderland, an expansion of Santa's Wonderland, presents Blue Bonnets and Bluegrass, a festival of yesteryear. We caught up with Scott Medlin of Old Time Wonderland, and he tells us what to expect.
It's going to be a bluegrass music festival event that will be featuring four music stages here at Old Time Wonderland. Three of those music stages will be mostly bluegrass. We're also going to be bringing in some tribute artists, Roy Orbison, Frank Sinatra, Johnny Cash, Elvis, and also Patsy Cline to go along with the Festival of Yesteryear.
Okay, great. And now, what made y'all decide to expand the business beyond just doing Santa's Wonderland at Christmas time?
Well, we just had heard from lots of different guests over the years that, you know, they wish we had done more than just Christmas. And so we had the idea that maybe it was time after expanding the parking lots, the facilities, and the food areas, we just decided that maybe it was time to go ahead and try something else that would be outside of Christmas. And so we came up with the concept of Blue Bonnets and Bluegrass for a springtime event.
Okay, is this the only event that y'all have on your calendar for right now that's not during the holiday season?
Well, we do want to eventually transition into a fall festival, Oktoberfest-style event. But I think we're going to see first, you know, it's been a lot of planning, a lot of work to transition out of Christmas in such a short period of time and put on a springtime event. So I think we're just going to step out there and do the Blue Bonnets and Bluegrass first, see how that, how much work has gone into that, what it's going to take, and how that's going to go, and then go from there.
And what are the dates and times for the festival?
Yeah, it's going to open Easter weekend, Saturday, April 7th and 8th, that weekend. And then I think it's the 14th and 15th, 21st, 22nd, and then is it the 28th and 29th.
And is it at the same location that Santa's Wonderland used to be, or, you know, what was previously known as Santa's Wonderland is at?
We're changing to Old Time Wonderland so we can do more things throughout the year. Santa's Wonderland is not going away. It's actually just going to be our Christmas event. And so our plan is to have a springtime event, a fall event, and then, of course, Santa's Wonderland, our Christmas event. And so we want to be a three-event, major festival facility, you know, those three seasons of the year. You know, so that's our goal. And Old Time Wonderland allows us to be able to do things outside of Christmas. So we're really excited about that. We're very excited about the first opportunity here in the spring. And then, of course, Blue Bonnets and Bluegrass, a festival of yesteryear, is a super unique concept that really involves a whole lot more than just music. I don't know if you've read on to see that we've partnered with the Museum of the American GI for the Greatest Generation exhibit, where they have tanks and jeeps and a lot of World War II antique memorabilia from that era. Also, the Houston Fire Museum is going to be a part of our event. We're going to bring in antique cars, antique fire trucks. We're doing a chuck wagon roundup where we're going to have what they call cowgrass, which is cowboy bluegrass music. So we've got a couple of different groups coming in to facilitate that and to put on a big production there. We've got storytellers. We even have an Indian powwow that's going to be a part of the chuck wagon circle of wagons event here at Old Time Wonderland for the spring festival. So there's just a whole lot of things. In addition, a kids train. We'll have a horse-drawn wagons by the Percheron horses, and a whole bunch of food and other entertainment. Of course, Bluebell ice cream is going to be a big thing that we're going to be doing. We'll have a daily ice cream eating contest, and we're going to really, really promote the Bluebell ice cream. They've got such a great story, and they fit right into the Old Time Wonderland, and so we're really excited about that.
Okay, great. And I guess last question, you know, are you hoping that this will be a nice little economic boost to the area with people coming from out of town for the festival?
Absolutely. I think one of the big things that College Station and Bryan both need, the whole community needs, is they just need something new inside the community that are going to bring people back in for, you know, visits to restaurants, visits to hotels, and just have one more reason to come to Bryan College Station.
Okay, Scott, is there anything else you'd like to add? I think I got a lot of it, and that all sounds really great.
Well, I think just that, you know, that what we're going after is that a festival of yesteryear, and of course the Old Time Wonderland brand is just, you know, honoring and celebrating the great traditions and values that America was built on. Some of the cool things that are kind of disappearing. Again, I mentioned already, you know, antique cars, the way things used to be made, the way things used to be cooked, grandma's recipe, you know, all those cool things that are handed down, you know, generation after generation. We just want to preserve that, honor that, and celebrate that at Old Time Wonderland. It's going to be great. We're really excited. And, of course, it's the first time, you know, so everything has to have a beginning.
Yes, yes.
And, of course, this is, you know, this is our 15th anniversary for Santa's Wonderland. So this is a really special year for us to be doing something and going up and beyond just Christmas only, you know. So that's a really big monumental sort of milestone for us. And probably that we've been here that long, you know. So a lot of people, when you mention that to them, wow, this is 15 years, they can't believe how fast time has gone by.
Well, thanks again to Scott Medlin of Old Time Wonderland for telling us more about Blue Bonnets and Bluegrass, a festival of yesteryear. For dates, times, and more information on the event, go online to WTAW.com. You're listening to News Talk 1620, WTAW.